Chapter 5. The End of the Age. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Matthew 24:13. The word end, wherever used in this chapter, refers to the end of the ages, and to nothing else. It is the end associated in the New Testament with the second appearing of Jesus Christ. If it be urged that the word end has reference to the close of mortal life, then we reply that the disciples did not ask their Lord when they should die, but, "What shall be the sign of your coming, and of the end of the world?" Matthew 24:6. And it would be strange indeed to suppose that the word end in verse 14 meant death. If any thinks such a position admissible, let them read it into the text, as follows: "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, for a witness unto all nations, and then shall death come." Absurdity. The first definite sign. "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Matthew 24:14. This is the first sign of the end given by our Lord in answer to the question, "What shall be the sign of your coming, and of the end of the world?" But this verse is supposed by some to prove that all men will be converted, and that there will then follow 1,000 years in which all will know the Lord, from the least to the greatest. But the text does not say that every individual will receive this gospel, or even that all will hear it. It does not state that anyone will be converted and made holy by it, and we find it far from intimating that the world will be converted, and remain so for a period of 1,000 years. The text simply states, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, or a witness unto all nations." And then not 1,000 years later, nor 365,000, but then shall the end come. If we understand the phrase, "His gospel of the kingdom," to be the gospel in the common acceptation of the word, is not the work very nearly accomplished? What continent or island is there where the gospel has not been preached? Where is there a nation that has not heard it? The Bible has been translated into more than 300 languages and dialects, and has been carried to every quarter of the globe. Wherever the mariner has discovered an inhabited island, or the explorer has found a new tribe, their missionaries have followed with the gospel. But if the term, "His gospel of the kingdom," be understood as applying to the proclamation of the second advent of Christ, and the establishment of his everlasting kingdom, as the grand consummation of the gospel, the fulfillment is nearly as evident. And it seems necessary so to understand the passage, as it was given in answer to the question, "What shall be the sign of your coming, and of the end of the world?" There is abundant testimony to show that the good news of the soon appearing of Christ has been preached in all parts of the world. During the present century, the book of Daniel has been unsealed, knowledge of the prophecies has increased, and many have unto and fro proclaiming that the advent of Christ is near at hand. In both Europe and America, men of faith and prayer have been led to study the prophecies, and, tracing down the inspired record, they have found convincing evidence that the end of all things is at hand. The Spirit of God has urged them to give the warning, and far and near has been proclaimed the message of the everlasting gospel, "Hear God, and give glory to Him. For the hour of His judgment is come." Revelation 14:7. In 1821, Joseph Wolfe, the well-known missionary to the world, began to proclaim the doctrine of the Second Advent. Wolfe was a German Jew, the son of a rabbi. He early became a Christian, and determined to go as a missionary to his people. After studying at Rome and other places, under the supervision of the Catholic Church, he came to England, and joined the English Church, in 1819. After 2 years' study, he entered upon his mission, and for 24 years he traveled and preached untiringly, penetrating as far east as India. Among Jews, Turks, Parsees, Hindus, and many other nationalities and races, he preached the coming and reign of the Messiah. In Germany, the doctrine of the Second Advent had been taught in the 18th century by Bengel, a minister of the Lutheran Church, who, from the study of the Apocalypse, arrived at the belief that the coming of Christ was near at hand. Through Bengel writings, many embraced the doctrine of the Lord's soon coming. colonies of Germans carried the belief into Russia, and it is still largely held by the German churches of that country. Hundreds of pious men have proclaimed the doctrine in England and America, and publications on the subject have been sent to every missionary station on the globe. E.R. Pinney, in his exposition of Matthew 24, published in the year 1848, says, "As early as 1842, Second Advent publications had been sent to every missionary station in Europe, Asia, Africa, and America, both sides of the Rocky Mountains." We find this doctrine in Tartary, about 25 years ago, and the time for the coming of Christ to be in 1844. This fact is obtained from an Irish missionary in Tartary to whom the question was put by a Tartar priest when Christ would come the second time. And he made answer that he knew nothing at all about it. The Tartar priest expressed great surprise at such an answer from a missionary who had come to teach them the doctrines of the Bible, and remarked that he taught everybody who had a Bible might know that. The Tartar priest then gave his views, stating that Christ, he thought, would come about AD 1844. The missionary wrote home a statement of the facts, which was published in the Irish Magazine, in 1821. "The commanders of our vessels, and the sailors, tell us they touch at no point where they find this proclamation has not preceded them, and frequent inquiries respecting it are made of them." The Advent Shield, pages 86, 87, says, "We look upon the proclamation which has been made as being the cry of the angel who proclaimed, 'He hour of his judgment is come.'" Rev 14:6, 7. "It is a sound which is to reach all nations. It is the proclamation of the everlasting gospel, or his gospel of the kingdom. In one shape or other, this cry has gone abroad through the earth wherever human beings are found, and we have had opportunity to hear of the fact. But it will be asked, is the news that such a truth is preached a sufficient proclamation to fulfill the prophecy of Revelation 14:6-7? Matthew 24:14. The answer is, if it was sufficient in the days of the apostles, it is now. That it was then, is clear from Acts 19:8-10, where Paul preached or taught in Ephesus 2 years, so that all they in Asia, both Jews and Greeks, heard the word of the Lord Jesus. They could not all have heard a sermon, but they heard the sound of the gospel. In this sense, no doubt, the gospel of the kingdom has been preached in all the world. We still wait for the approaching end. And when the purpose of God and the proclamation of the coming reign of Christ shall be fully accomplished, then will the end come. Our Lord, having passed over the important events in the Christian age down to the end verses 6-14, goes back and introduces the destruction of Jerusalem verse 15, in answer to the inquiry, "Hen shall these things be? Hen you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place whose reeds, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on their housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day." Matthew 24:15-20. The abomination of desolation is called RMIES in Luke 21:20, and refers to the Roman army. "And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh." Luke 21:20. This desolating power is spoken of by Daniel as follows: "And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. And the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate margin, desolator." Daniel 9:26-27. Here is a clear prophecy of the destruction of Jerusalem by the Roman armies. Our Lord referred to the book of Daniel, and taught his disciples to understand that when they should see what was there predicted take place, they must make their escape. The flight of the Christians of Judea to the mountains would be attended with difficulties, and their subsequent condition would be that of hardship and suffering. The Lord knew this, and gave them the instructions and warnings necessary. The statement or verse 19 was given to save them from unnecessary woe.